Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When Jesus sent his disciples on the limited commission, he told them not to go among the Samaritans or among the Gentiles, but to go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 10:5-6. The disciples were to preach, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." They were to heal the sick, cleanse lepers, raise the dead, and perform other great works. They were not to take money or food or extra clothing. Those commodities were to be furnished by the people to whom the disciples preached. If the people of the various cities would not receive the preachers, they were to shake the dust from off their feet. If the people rejected the truth the disciples were preaching, they were bringing the curses of God on their heads. Matthew 10:7-15. God's faithful servants were sent forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Jesus instructed them to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Matthew 10:16. He then warned his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues." Matthew 10:17. Was Jesus being unduly alarmist, or did the disciples actually face bitter opposition from the enemies of our Lord? The truth is, as all of us know, the disciples of Christ from that day onward have been persecuted and martyred for the cause of Christ. According to the book of Acts, Stephen was stoned to death because of his faith in Christ and his opposition to the religious leaders of his day. Acts 7. The book of Acts explains what occurred in Jerusalem. "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain in the church, and he killed James the brother of John with a sword." Acts 12:1-2. He imprisoned the apostle Peter. Acts 12:3. The history of Christianity has been filled with imprisonment, persecution, executions, and mistreatment of God's people. Even today, in countries such as Nepal, China, Morocco, and Russia, those who claim to be Christians live under constant threat from the enemies of the cross of Christ. Not only did Jesus warn that such enemies would arise, but so did the Apostle Paul. He urged the Philippians, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them who walk as to have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Philippians 3:17-19. The same apostle warned the Ephesian elders as follows, "Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears." Acts 20:28-31. Both Jesus and his apostles wanted Christians to be alert to the dangers which faced the church in the first century and would face the church throughout the ages. God's people have been arrested, tried, and convicted of the crime of teaching people about God and about His Son. They have been scourged in various countries, and even by men who claim to be religious, such as Muslims, Hindus, and others. But Christians need to remember that Jesus also suffered because of His faithfulness to God. Thank you, and may God bless you.